Welcome Policy Fellow at the South African Institute of Race Relations, Sarah Gon.
Hello, Sarah. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Benji. I like my little promo.
Yeah, it's got a bit of a vibe to it, huh? It's very cool.
Yeah.
Very, very nice. So, Sarah, you know, it's birthday time and apparently it's what would it, Prince Louis Philip the 12th in England? What's his, who is it, Sasha?
Prince Louis.
Prince Louis in England.
Fifth in line to the throne.
And fifth in line to the throne. So,
goodness, have they had a baby? Okay.
That's what I was asking as well. But it turns out this Institute of Race Relations, is also having a birthday and you guys are kind of old.
Yeah, we are kind of old and it's partly for that reason, at the risk of sounding like I'm punting a little bit, that I would really like to take a little look at our birthday and essentially read to you the article written by John Kane Berman, who was CEO for many years and is now a fellow at the Institute, about who we are and what we had to do through the 90 years, what we were faced with. He wrote it for our big, for our Daily Friend, online portal, newspaper, whatever you want to call it. And I think it's important because I think people, first of all, don't realize that we're an institute that is nearly 100 years old. There cannot be many NGOs in this country, that could compete with that.
Yeah, it's very interesting because, you know, I think because the institute often does work with a contemporary hue, and, you know, we've become very used to this think tank culture where somebody and their dog sets up a fax machine and suddenly you have a think tank. But actually, not only were you guys around for a long time, you sort of were started with an explicit anti-apartheid background, which I think is also quite interesting.
Even earlier than that, in essentially dealing with the pre-apartheid discrimination, that characterized South Africa in 1929, from, you know, before and after. And, if I may, let me read this through and you'll get a sense of why it's, I think it's so special. Thursday, 9th May, 2.5 weeks from now, is the 90th birthday of the South African Institute of Race Relations, now officially known as the IRR. It is a unique organization. Firstly, the IRR is one of the few organizations in South Africa who have been without a color bar in its membership or leadership from day one. Secondly, its critical scrutiny of apartheid was second to none. Thirdly, it has remained true to classically liberal principles under both the National Party and the ANC and applied the same yardstick to the policies of both parties. Even today, some whites claim that censorship by the NAP government kept them in the dark about what they were voting for. Quote, we never knew, close quote, goes the excuse. But censorship was actually limited. There were few aspects of apartheid that were not exposed to the light of day by the IRR year in and year out, with its thousands of lectures, conferences, press statements, and publications. And we have it all in meticulous detail, chapter and verse. The IRR was also one of the very few organizations to predict the demise of apartheid long before it happened. Early liberals had always pointed to the ultimate impossibility of trying to manage an irreversibly integrating economy within a straitjacket of political segregation. They said so long before either the Liberal Party or the Progressive Party, forerunner of today's Democratic Alliance, were founded. However, as the NP began to make the necessary, albeit clumsy and half-hearted, reforms of the 1980s, the IRR recognized a new threat. The ANC and its allies feared that successful reform would undermine their objective of bringing about revolutionary change. And so as violence of the 1980s intensified, we identified a key component that few other liberal institutions were willing to acknowledge. The ANC and its allies were pursuing two agendas. One was to make the country ungovernable, and the other was to eliminate rival black organizations such as Inkatha and the Azanian People's Organization. By this stage, the reputation of the ANC was riding high around the world, and in the eyes of most local and foreign press, it could do no wrong. The view was shared by previously liberal South African organizations, which now threw in their lot with the ANC. The Mandela years after 1994 helped to ensure that almost everyone continued to see the ANC through rose-tinted spectacles. But the IRR warned even before 1994 that South Africa could go to the dogs. Current attempts by the ANC to destabilize areas it does not control vindicate our early skepticism about the movement's democratic credentials. We were one of the few organizations to flag the arms deal as a key development in both corruption and cover-up, although we never anticipated how widely and deeply the ANC's criminality and depravity would spread. The IRR is one of the few liberal organizations to oppose Tito Mboweni's job-destroying Labor Relations Act of 1994. We've also been the toughest critics right from the start of the Employment Equity Act and the Broad-Based Black Economic Empowerment Act. Even though few organizations are willing to recognize the immense harm that the first of these has done to the public sector, although the crony capitalism encouraged by the second has been more widely recognized. On 8 May, South Africans will go to the polls with virtually no public attention having been paid to the dominating ideology of the ANC and its determination to continue with implementation of the National Democratic Revolution, to which it has been committed since 1969. Nobody in business mentions it, nor anyone among rating agencies. The only time this policy is mentioned in the media is when the ANC reaffirms its commitment at its various conferences. Even the policy research community regards the ANC's revolutionary thrust as taboo, except among a tiny handful of organizations.
Unfortunately, we are out of time, but if people want to read that, they can check it out on Politics Web.
Yeah. But essentially, he really, in essence, and I was virtually at the end, so it's fine, but he covers the fact that we've actually struggled with democracy from day one. And we've got to be alert to it. That's really the essence of it. Well, and John was he was involved from 83 to 2014. So he really covered a crucial chunk.
Well, there you go. So, you can go and read it. Sounds very, very interesting. Sara Gon from the Institute of Race Relations. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.